So I have other people living in my home with us. How many of us need background checks?
So, whatever state you live in, it doesn't matter. Across the country, a home study is a home study, and it is required that whomever lives in the home permanently, if they're 15 or older, have all the same background checks as the adoptive parents. If you have someone that's staying with you temporarily and you know by the time you have a match and a placement they won't be there, then they don't need the background checks. But if along the way you get matched quickly and they're still going to be there when you're going to have a placement, then they're going to have them done before the placement occurs.
I recently had a background check done from my employer, and I'm wondering whether I can use that for you.
So the background check has to say that it's for adoption. And if you were volunteering somewhere and with children, it wouldn't matter. It still has to say for adoption. Also, depending on when you actually had it done, background checks are good for a year only. So if they were done 2-3 months ago, you've already chopped some time off your home study. And so we prefer that they're done when the home study is being done so that you have the extra time in the full year.
Tell me what's required for my local background check.
So everyone has to do the FBI and the state police and child abuse. Most adoptive parents seem to forget the local background check for some reason, maybe because it seems overkill. Some folks have asked about that. Why is that needed? So the state requires it, and you go to your local sheriff in your county, and you walk in, you tell them you need a local background check. And depending on the county, it's like $5. They ask for your driver's license, and that's pretty, they just do it while you're waiting and they give you the results. Depending on where you live in Tennessee, if you're a Tennessee family, some sheriff's office in smaller counties don't do them. You may have to do it at the police station. We even have one county that was doing it at the courthouse. So we always recommend that you call before you just go out and figure out who in your county is doing it.
I recently moved from another state. What is required for that?
So if you have not lived in your current state for 5 years, then it is a federal requirement that you have a child abuse check from the previous state. And if you were not there 5 years, then one from the previous state before that. You would just tell us which state it is, email me, and then I would send you the appropriate forms and instructions for that state. So on a side note, sometimes families get confused if they live in Tennessee with the TBI and the FBI. So the TBI you're ordering online, and you have the paper instructions for that that I emailed you in the home study packet. The FBI is the one that you're physically going to be fingerprinted for, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.